Ukrasi, and still we say, Ukrasi Safik, Umaitse Midivadei. Still we're saying we have a right to Naman that most probably this Choshev a person took off Trumas and Maisus, and that's why we say the Halacha is, even after he's Mace, you are allowed to eat the Peris. Like Rashi says, the Yarshim, whoever Yarshim inherit him, they have a right to go and eat the Peris. They have a right to say, Mestama, my father, took off Trumas and Maisus. But do we know Vadai? No. So you see, even though there's a Vada used to hear, you have a right to say, since something that most probably will happen, that's enough to be Mati Surim. So here also, this Chuda, Havada, that's what we say that the Chud eats it up. It's not just sound like a 50-50 chance. Havada, these chances are like 90% chance here. We're talking about things that are most probably will happen. It's not true. Most probably the Chuda will eat up the whole Chametz. But still we're saying, it's not 100% though. You don't know 100%. So when you have something that's 100% Isser, you can't rely on a 90% Heter. You have to have 100% Heter. For the more here, you see, not like that. Here there's 100% Isser. We know for sure these Paris are Tevil. They had a Chiv to take off Trumas and Maisus. Now, it was also Tidit as soon as it picked off the tree. Now you want to say it's Mutter Tidit. Why? Because you're telling me most probably this person took off Trumas and Maisus. But that's not a Vada. That's not 100%. That's like a 90%. Most probably it happened. So you see, you could be saying on a good Suffolk. So the Gemara, look, here there's no raya. Yeah, look. Something must show, something like Mushon, Uktos, something must be vadin. Where Hossam, no, here it's different. Vadayu vadayu. I tell you here, by a chover, it's like 100% for sure that he took off the Trumas and Maisris. The Vadai Maisrin. We never on a chover for sure 100% before he was Nifter. Like as soon as the parents came into his house, the first thing he does is he takes off Trumas and Maisris. Kid Rabbi Chanina Chuzoi. The Yom Rabbi Chanina Chuzoi. Rabbi Chanina Chuzoi says, Chazoka. There's like a Chazoka means like a bureau, like we, there's a Raya. There's 100% Raya here. Al Chavar, Shein Moitzi Metachas Yodah Dover Shein Mesukin. There's 100% Chazoka that a Chavar does not let anything go out of his hands that's not fixed up. So as soon as the Chavar realizes that these payers came into his house, right away, for sure, 100%, he like jumped and took off the Trumas and Maisris. That's why he'll not eat it. By the chulda, this weasel has no chazakam that he finished eating up the bread. Could be he was filled up from yesterday yet. He doesn't need any new bread yet. So therefore he took in the bread and he stored it in your under your kitchen floor because he wants to eat it tomorrow in the middle of Pesach. So therefore, since it's not 100% for sure, the weasel ate up the bread, that's why the deek is that if you see him come in your house with the bread, you're mechuyev to make another bedikah throughout your house. Vashenkin here, it's like a chazaka that a chover checks out of Trumas and Maisus, that's like a vadei. The boy is saying, if you want, I'll give you another teretz. The boy is saying, if you want, we'll say like this. Sofik or sofik here. No, these peiris that the chover has in his house is not 100% mechuyev in Trumas and Maisus. It's also like a sofik to start off with. Why? Dilma mikara emar deloy tvila. Maybe at the beginning when these peiris are brought into the house, maybe taka they were not mechuyev in Trumas and Maisus. Maybe Midiraisa, you weren't mechuyev to take off Trumas and Maisus with these pears. Why not? We're talking about he lived in Eretz Yisrael. So you have these apples, these oranges that grew in Eretz Yisrael. Or better still, let's say imamish wheat. Midiraisa, you only mechuyev to take off Trumas and Maisus from dog and tirish for Yitzer, from the five grains, and from grapes, and from olives. So let's say here he grew grapes. Grapes, Midiraisa, you mechuyev to take off Trumas and Maisus. It's also tedious. So what do you mean to say it's a suffix here? So the Mara Kareb Oishia, we're talking about like Rabbi Oishia says. The Yom Rabbi Oishia, Ma'arim Odom, a person can play a game if he wants to get out of taking off Trumas and Maisus, out for us, like upon his tfuah, upon his wheat, the grain that grew, Omachnisa b'moit shaloh, and he'll bring it into his front door through his house when it's still in the shaft. When it's still b'moit, means the shaft around the wheat is still in the shaft. That's the way he'll bring it into his house. And in such a case, mid Yiraisa, you're potter from taking off Trumas and Maisus. That the reason he's doing it, that he's bringing it in, that his behema should be allowed to eat these peiris. Upturim in a meiser. And in such a case, you're potim in a meiser. Because the klal is like this. To be mechayiv in a meiser, there are two tenoyim. One tenoyim has to be gemar melacha. That means the wheat has to be taken out of its shaft, and you put it into the pile, and you like smooth down the pile. That's called miruach. You have to make miruach, means smooth down the pile of wheat. In other words, you have Gemar Malacha. You finish the stage of the Peri. It's now in its final stage of wheat. And then, when you bring it into your house, when it's Rias, Pnei Abayas, that's when you Mechuyib Midirais to take off Trumas and Maisus. Before that, you Potter. Now, if you take the wheat, when it's still in the shaft, that's not called Gemar Malacha. It's not called the wheat is a finished product yet. If you take it the way it is right now and bring it in your house, Midirais, so you're still Potter from giving off Trumas and Maisus. and then in your house, if you'll take out the wheat there, you're still potter midiraisam. Because midiraisam, you only mechuyiv if you bring the peiros, finished peiros already, through your house. Another p'tur is, the Gemara that says is, you can take the peiros and throw it over the ceiling. If you don't bring it through the front door, you throw it over the roof and bring it in through the window, also you potter midiraisam. Because midiraisam, you only mechuyiv and trumas amaisam with two tenoim. There's a Gemara melacha, the peiros is finished in its finished stage, and now you bring it through the front door. So here, the monashach, if you can tell me this chavri, even though he's a chosh of a person, but you tell him we have a suffix, maybe he didn't take off trumas amaisus. If you want to have sveikus about him, we have a suffix at the beginning, who said these peiros came through the house after it was in a finished product. Maybe it wasn't in its finished product yet, it was still in its shef, and that's the way he brought it through the house. Today that what? That he should be out of feed his behemoth. Because the locher is that even without these two tenoyim, if you don't take off the shaft yet, still mid the rabbanon it's not to eat achilas kfar. Mid the rabbanon you're not allowed to eat from the peiros. Kfar means a meal unless you first take off trumas and maisis. That's mid the rabbanon. So this person, what is he gaining by bringing in the tefuah with the shaft through the front door? The chori still is not allowed to eat mid the rabbanon a full meal. But teretz is for your behemoth. You're allowed to feed these peiros to your behemoth. For your behemoth, the rabbanon didn't make any gzeres. Mid the araisa, if you brought it through your house when it was a finished product, it's tevel, it's mechuyev and trumas amaisis, you're not allowed to give it to your behemoth reader. But here, when you brought it in through the door, it was still in the shaft, so mid the araisa, these peiros are not mechuyev and trumas amaisis. The end of the locher is, mid the rabbanon, you're not allowed to eat a kvar, but for your behemoth, you're allowed to give it. As much as you want, the rabbanon didn't make a gzeres on the behemoth. So here also, these peiros now, true, we're talking about now, the chava dies. And the Yorish later yashnas the peiros. Is he allowed to eat these peiros or not? So we have a suffix now. Who the Yorish doesn't know, who said at the beginning, these peiros came in the door when it was a finished product, maybe it came in the door, b'maitshaloh. So we have a suffix, it was mechuyivim in the rice or not. And in Tim Tzolayim, it did come in when it was in a final product. There's a big chazaka though, there's a very good sad, 90% chance, that a chavah does take off trumas and maisus. Here applies like a suffix, or suffix, therefore you could go lekula. Therefore you are allowed to eat it. But the question is though, lekura it's 100% mechuyiv midrabbanan though, trumas and maisus though. What are you telling me now? That maybe the tfuah, this wheat, came in with a shift through the door. So midiraisi, you're allowed to eat it. That's why you can be samech on the suffix that mistoma, the person later, did take off trumas and maisus. But midrabbanan though, even this peiros now, you're not allowed to eat these peiros. Because with the Rabbanon, you're not allowed to eat the peiros before you take off trumas and maisus. You can't eat achilas kvar. So the chur in the Rabbanon the kisurum is still shver. With the Rabbanon, this peiros is vaday tevel. So how do you have a right to eat it later? Because we say most probably the chava took off trumas and maisus. The chur that's only a suffix. So both Rashi and Tosfos both say the same yisoid that vaysel here it's mashmam that if the issur was only with the Rabbanon, then we do say a suffix could be mitzi avaday. Like we're saying, these sveikas here are not just a 50-50 chance. It's like a 90% chance. So when you have a 90% chance, even though it's not 100, if it's only Yosef with the Rabbanon, then you could be Samech on this 90% chance. It's only for being Issa the Raisa, then we say in Sofik Moisim with the Vadin. So mainly here, for an Issa the Raisa, it's not a Vadin, it's Yosef with the Raisa. Maybe the Peiros came in its shift. So since it wasn't a Gemara Peri yet, there's no Chiyim in the Raisam. Therefore, you have a right to be Samech, most probably took off Shumas and Maisus. Mashenking, by Chometz here, it's also an Issa the Raisa. Because we're talking about, he wasn't Mavato the Chometz. If you were Mavato the Chometz, now when you see the Chulda bring Chometz into your house, it's a Vaday that the Chometz is in your Rishus, you'll be over by your own, by your Matzai. So that's why in the Raisas, the Klal is, ain't Sadek Moisim in the Vaday. Mashenkin here, and the Rabbanans though, then you would say Sofik Moitzim Nevadi. You right? Pretty much, it's still true. The Ain Sofik Moitzim Nevadi is true. So when you have a Vada Yisim Nevadi, you can't be Seimich on like a 90% chance that something took care of it. For your time, you've learned the price like this. Omri Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa B'Shiv Chosoi. There was a Maisa by a Shivcha with a maid, Shel Motzik. That was the name of this person. Rashi says he was an Olam. He was a strong person. Barimon, he lived in the city Rimon. She'atilo neifel abor. Then what happened? So it's the Shaila, Taisim Mesupik, is it means that the Shivcha, the maid herself, she had a miscarriage, and she threw the miscarriage into a bor. But this pshat will soon say it's the Shaila, she has tumas later or not. So this pshat will be a raya that a Shivcha has tumas later, which is not so posh that a Shivcha has tumas later or not. The other Pshat Tosfos just could be that the Shifcha was holding her owner's miscarriage. So it was the Yisrael's miscarriage here. She atilu nefil abor, that they threw the miscarriage into the bor. Now a bor koyin echod, a koyin came, the hates boy. He stuck over the bor's head to look down in the bor, v'leida, to see im zacharu im nekevihi. He wanted to know what was the nefil, what was the miscarriage. You know, the mother had a miscarriage, she was so sick, she didn't even look at it. They took it right away and threw it into the bor. Now it's nafka mina, how long does she tummy? If you give birth to a zachar, you only tummy for 7 days. If you give birth to an ekevim, you tummy for 2 weeks. So the question was, how long is this isha tummy? What din does she have? A din of a tumas laid of a zachar or of an ekevim? So a kohen now went to stick his head over to look at it. So Taisa says the kohen was a kohen shreiter, because he had no right to do it, because the kohen is not allowed to be matamer himself. Like there's an eifel there. On the side there's an eifel there, it's matamer him. So Vadi did, he wasn't supposed to do it. But still he went and did it. He put his head over the bor to look down to see if he could tell if the nafel, that miscarriage, was a zachar on the kevah. Ubo maisa flechachomim, the chom heard about this maisa, v'tiyarua, the chom and paskin that this kohen is still Torah. The kohen Yishno is not tome, he has no tumas mace, he's Torah. Why? I lechura. So if I says, posh, we're talking about now, when the kohen looked there, the kohen couldn't see anything. Could be he didn't have such a good vision, but I call upon him, the Kohen himself couldn't see anything there. He didn't see any Vlad there at all. So the suffix is he Tomei or not? Like maybe the Vlad was there, just he couldn't see it. On the side, the Vlad was in the bor, and the Kohen put his hands on his head over the bor, so Tuma goes up and was Matamehin. So we have a suffix, is the Kohen Tomei or not? The Chum said, no, he's Torah. Why is he Torah? We know Vadai, there was a Nifl there. There was 100% that they threw the miscarriage there. So it's a suffix if it's still there or not. But it's only a suffix. So why are you mitire the person? The Torah says, it says there, Bivnei shechudar bardless mitzuyim sham. Because in that bor, in that ditch, it was shchiyach that weasels and bardless also come there. And they, by place, they eat up these miscarriages. So since they're shchiyach to be there, therefore we have a right to say that for sure they took it away, and this kohen is Torah. And the kasher is v'hocha divad v'yatilu. Here it's 100% that the isha threw the miscarriage into the bor. So it was 100% that there was a baby there. Now the safa giru. We only have a safa with we're in doubt. Did the weasel carry away the chul the miscarriage or not? We don't know 100%. We did not see the chul to carry it away. We have a safa to be carried away or not. And still we haishasa. At that time when the kohen put his head over there, we have a suffix, it was taken away or not. Now, as we come back later, 2 days later, and we talk and see it's empty now, there's nothing there. So it could be the weasel came last night and took it away. But 2 days ago, when the kohen looked in the bor, maybe the nafel was still there. So how do we have a right to say 100% the nafel, the miscarriage, wasn't there anymore? Why? The Chorukos was that we're saying that most probably the weasel laid it up. The Chorukos only a suffix, that's like a 90% chance. That's not 100%. The weasel didn't tell us he's doing it. Still we say, since there's a sofik, a most probable chance that the weasel did take away the miscarriage, therefore will be mekel. And to the Gemara like this, the Braisa meant to say like this, don't say the case was that the Shivcha threw a miscarriage like a nafel into the bor, that this nafel has a tumor on it. Just means the Isha was mapil something like a nafel into the bor. In other words, we're mesupik, really, how long she was pregnant altogether. We're mesupik if she was 40 days pregnant or not. On its side, the nafel was just the ruach, it has no tumor altogether. So there are a few sveikas here. An Isha had a miscarriage, something came out, she got so disgusted she didn't even look at it. Whatever came out, she threw right away into the bor. Now the kohen now went to take a look to see, bechlal, maybe it's not even a nafel. Maybe it looks like a ruach, it's like a bag of wind that has no tumor altogether. So Mela, there the suffix or suffix. Therefore, even at the beginning, it's not 100% that there was a nafel, there was a baby that has tumor on it in this bor. Maybe no. We have a suffix if there was tumor altogether or not. So since it's a suffix, if the tumor was there or not, so a suffix, then we could be simech that even on its side it was there, most probably the chulda took it away. Therefore, it's called suffix or suffix. So that's why we could be mekel. Furthermore, that's not true. The Braisa says, V'aleida im zocheru im nekeva. It says the top line, the kohen went to look to see if that kid was a boy or a girl. Mashma, for sure it was a nafel. His only suffix was, his only doubt was it a zocher or a nekeva? So the Gemara, no. Katani, katani. And the Gemara, hachikom. And this is what it should say. Leida, the Kohen went to see to know, im ruach epila, im neflo epila. First we have to see, was it a bag of wind that she was matil or not? Or was it a real child that she was had a miscarriage on? The Imtim Tzolayim Neiful Apilo, and on the Tzad to say that what she was having miscarriage was a real kid, was a Neiful, then the Kohen looked for a second Yediyah to know, Leida, to know, in Zocheru, was that kid a boy? The Indicator, was it a girl? So maybe that's the Teretz here though. But Avad that we're talking about, it was not a Vadai tumor in the burrow. We never knew 100% it was a real Neiful. Maybe it was only less than 40 days old, only a Ruach, and it had no tumor altogether. Therefore, Metchila is only a Suffolk. Therefore, it could be Suffolk and a Suffolk at the end. For your boy, Yisrael, I'll give you another Teretz. Hosam Vadai Avadihu. No. Maybe we're talking about in the case when she was Mapal of Lag. We knew Klaus, she was pregnant for 5 months already, and Avad the Nephil has Tumah Mace on it. And they threw this Vlad into the bore. So as Vadai, there was Mace there. There was Tumah there. So why are we saying now that to say maybe the Chulda took it away? The Teretz is, Kivon the Chulda Bardless Mitzuyim Shom, since we're talking about a bore, a hole, that the weasels live there, they're Motzah, they're around there. Vadai Garuhu, Vishosa. We say 100% they garua, they slept it away. That's the Mitzias. What happens is when a weasel sees an eyeful, right away he drags them away. So the Gemara of Nihi de Shura Mishayer of a Migra Miya Vadi Garua Vishosa. Terts like this. So the Khura Tasira, if you're telling me now you can be saying 100% the weasel drags it away. So why by chametz also? Even if you see a weasel drag the chametz into the house, let's say he drags it, he gets rid of it. Teretz is known. We know for sure a weasel drags it away to a hiding place, but he doesn't finish eating it for sure. That's the teretz. By chametz, if he brought the chametz into your house, you have to be afraid he hid it in a nice hiding place, and he'll leave it there for another 2 days to eat it up. So the chametz is still there. Here that we're saying when the weasel goes in the burrow and finds an eyeful, they're true. Right away he'll take it and move it away. He'll move it into his hiding place. But we don't have to say he's going to eat it up. It'll be in his hiding place. But our kolpadim won't be the time of the crane. Because the crane stuck just his head over the hole. In this hole, there's no more eyeful. Because the chulda dragged it away. So that's 100%. When a chulda sees food, he drags it away to his hiding place. That's 100%. But we don't have 100% right that eats it up right away. It takes some time, he leaves it. Therefore, again, to our din, it's very good. If you see a weasel come in your house with the chametz, you have to be afraid. Maybe he hid it someplace in your house, and he didn't finish eating it yet. So we'll come past the chibyoba by your by motzein. That's why, for sure, you have to make a bedikah. So the moral lishna achrin, another lashon is, ni devad yochlam, maybe for sure he ate it, or ni devad yochlam loyamrinan. True, we do not say 100% he ate it, but we say 100% he dragged it into his chur, into his hiding place, then we do say 100%. Fred Gemara, Umiya Aminun, Ein Choshishin, Shema Goru Achuda, is it taka true that we say, we're not afraid? Umiya Aminun, Ein Choshishin, Shema Goru Achuda, the Hokatani Sefer, the Sefer says, Mashem, now this is the Kasha back to our Mishnah now. For me, I mean, do we say, Ein Choshen Shema Goru Chuda? We're saying in our Mishnah that when you guys finish checking out your house, you don't have to make another bedikah. You don't have to be afraid after you checked out your house, you know what happened? The next minute the weasel came in behind your back and put chametz in there. You don't have to be afraid for that. Is that true? For Katani Sefer, the next Mishnah says like this, Masha Mishaya Yenichenu Betzina. After you make bedikah, Leil Erev Pesach, like everybody does, you make the bedikah at night, you find a whole bag full of chametz. What do you do with this bag after you finish making the bedikah? What are you supposed to do with the bag? So the chametz that you want to eat yet tomorrow morning, you could leave around because you won't eat it. Or else, even this chametz that you want to store for tomorrow morning, what are you supposed to do with it? The Mishnah says later, yinichenu betzina, hide it in a secret place. Put it away in a special place. Why? Shelo yehi tzarich bedikah achrav. That you should not have to worry about to make another bedikah. Why? Because we're afraid maybe a weasel will come in overnight and grab your chametz and spread it out throughout the house. So you see, we are afraid maybe a weasel will come into the house and work with your chametz. That's why after the bedikah, you're supposed to hide it in a special place, that a weasel shouldn't come to eat it. Have the Gemara, Amar Abaya, Le Kasha. There's no Kasha here. I'll tell you, Ho Ba'abosam, Ho Bishloishosam. On the 14th day of Pesach, that's the next Mishnah talking about, then we're afraid. We're afraid weasels will come and look for chametz and take your chametz all around the house. Ha, that's what our Mishnah says. You don't have to worry about it. It's talking about a kimta. You made a bdik on the 13th day. So the moral like this. Bishloisha, said the Shriach Rifta, on the 13th day of Nisan, everybody still has chometz in the house, and they're still going to bake. He has chometz deep for tomorrow. So the chul has nothing to worry about. He knows for sure there'll still be chometz around, so he doesn't go looking for the chometz yet. Rifta b'kula b'tei, lay matznu, he doesn't hide the chometz. Mashenkin bar bosom. When it comes to Erev Pesach, t'loy shchich rifta, b'kula b'tei, now there's not shchich to have chometz anymore. Most people, Erev Pesach, throw away the chometz already. So when the weasel comes in on Erev Pesach, he knows that today he's not going to find chometz too many places. So merely if he comes in the house, Erev Pesach, now any chometz he sees, he'll grab it away from you and hide it in the hole. That's what the next Mishnah says, that if you make the B'dikah on Erev Pesach, right after the B'dikah, you have to hide the chometz very carefully. Because you have to be afraid, maybe the weasel will come and take it away. That's only on Erev Pesach, because the weasel knows there's no chometz around. Mashenkin, on the 13th day, there's a lot of chometz still around, he won't take away your chometz. For the Gemara, Amar Rava, v'chichuda nevihi, is a chuda navi, does he have a calendar? Does the weasel know that today is Erev Pesach, and today is going to be no more chometz around? So today I have to go and take all the chometz I find and store it up. The weasel doesn't know it's flying, he doesn't know if today is Erev Pesach or not. How could you say that? You tell him on the 13th day of Pesach, he doesn't take the chometz, because he thinks there's plenty of chometz here. But Erev Pesach, now he's worried, he knows there's no more chometz around. He doesn't know that. How could you say this, Chilik? And to the Gemara, the chichud and the yadid, the weasel should know. To yid no abesar v'layafi. Today is erev Pesach. Nobody bakes chametz anymore. Ad liyurta or meshayir and he'll hold it over or metarmen will hide it. So how could you say that if you're not afraid on the 13th day? So the 14th day also you shouldn't be afraid. And if you're afraid on the 14th day, we should be afraid on the 13th day also. So tomorrow elo amar rova, masha meshayir yinechenu betzina. It's not true. The next Mishnah says that after you guys finish checking for chametz on Leil Erev Pesach, you're supposed to hide your chametz. Why? Val Shema Tito Chulda B'Faneinu. You have to be afraid. Maybe when you leave the chametz on the table, you have to be afraid. Maybe you're going to see the way the weasel is going to jump up on the table and catch your piece of bread and walk away with it. That's what you have to be afraid of. And if you're going to see that the weasel takes your chometz and goes away, then you have to make a bdikah. That's how bdikah for the Mishnah also. The Mishnah just says if you don't see any weasels coming around here, you don't have to be afraid maybe he brought in chometz. What about if you do see the weasel? Then you do have to be afraid. So again, the next Mishnah gives you an etzem. After you make your bdikah leil of Erev Pesach, when you have your chometz, don't leave it on the table where a weasel could come in front of your nose and take the chometz away. Then you'll have to run after him, and if you can't catch him, you'll have to be boydik your house. So the etzer is, hide the chometz right away. But avad, if you wouldn't see the weasel take the chometz, you will not be choshish, maybe he took it. It's over the kachra. It's matani kabos the rabbi. Avarai like rabbi says, haroitza lecha chometz, acha b'dika. If somebody after he made the b'dika, leil erev Pesach, he wants to have a good breakfast, he had bread in the morning, is Ketzad Yasa, what should he do? He still wants to leave over some bread. Masha Meshayer, any bread that he leaves over is Yenechenu Betzina. Hide it in a private place. Watch out where you put it. Shaloi Tov Echuda, today that a weasel should not come, Vetita B'Faneinu, and you have to be afraid maybe the weasel will come in front of your nose and take away the bread, and you'll run after him and you can't catch him. V'Yetzar B'Dik Achrov, and you'll have to then be burning the whole house over again. So today this shouldn't come about. Be careful where you hide your chametz. Rav Mari Yomar, another svarim. Gzeira, we have a new gzeira. Shem Yaniach Eser, we're afraid maybe at night, if you stam put your chametz that you found, maybe you found 10 pieces of bread. This is good for the minig, usually you put out 10 pieces of bread. So kids, let's say you found 10 pieces of bread. If you stam leave it on the table, so we're afraid that at night when you went to sleep, you put down 10 pieces of bread at night on the table. That's what you put down. And the morning when you wake up, v'yim satisha, all you're going to find is just 9 pieces of bread here. So that's also considered like you know 100% the weasel was there and took the chametz around the house. So if that happens, you also have to make a bdikah again. So today, to save yourself not to have to make bdikahs, be careful where you put your chametz, that you shouldn't come to any sveikis, any doubts, maybe they have to make another bdikah or not. Right. So the Marasam Halacha. Tisha Tziburin Shematzah. You have 9 different bundles of matzah. And you have 1 bundle of chametz here. That's what's in front of you. This could be before Pesach. There are 9 bundles of matzah and 1 bundle of chametz. the yasa akvarim, this could be Erev Pesach, and the weasel, akvarim, mouse comes, the shokel, and he takes away one. We don't know, did the mouse take away the matzah, and then you don't have to check the house. What do I care if he took matzah? Let him take it. Like, there's no chametz. The other side is no. Maybe he took away chametz, and he ran around your house with it, and you have to make another bedikah now. So what's the halacha? So tomorrow, haino tisha chanuyis. This is the halacha we'll soon see about tisha chanuyis, nine stores. That nine stores sell treifa meat. Or the other way, nine stores sells kosher meat. And one butcher store sells treifa meat. And the halacha is, if you go into one of those stores, we say, kol kavua kamachta machta domin. If you go to them, then we say, as long as there's a suffix, there may be one is treif, we're called kavua. It's called, it's there, it's stationary. The halacha is always a suffix. It's kamach, why is like 50? 50, and it's usur. Here also, if you saw the way the mouse went to one of those bundles, even though you don't know from which bundle it took, you saw it go to it, that's called kavua, it's stationary, and any suffix about a stationary place is always kemach tamach, if it's there, it's a kosev, we have psukim for that, that it's a suffix, it's awesome. What about pirish? Let's say no. By itself, first, one of these pieces fell out. Now, this piece is on the floor here, and we don't know from which bundle this piece came. Then the locker is called the parish, meruba parish. When something came out by itself, we say the stomach came out of one of the majority. Now, since the majority here, there are nine bundles of matzah, you have a right to say this is a matzah here. The yosi akfor v'shokel, if one piece by itself came out, after it came out, now the akfor, the mouse, came and took this piece, haynu sefer, that's the loch of the sefer that din, the tanan. The loch is like this, tisha chanuyis, you have nine butcher stores here, kulon meichrin basa shrutim, nine butcher stores are selling glat kosher meat, v'achas mecheres basa nevela, and the 10th butcher store, he sells treifa. He sells nevelas. Behemoth didn't have a shechiter on it. Now, if a person went into one of these stores and bought meat at one of these stores, just he didn't realize which store he went into, that's called kavua. You went to one of the stores, even though you don't know to which store you went, that's a gzeras hakosiv, called kavua, it's kamach tamach sadomin. Anytime it's stationary, we say it looks like 50-50 chance, and 50-50 nisi diraisa, you have to go to chumra. What about a venimsa? If you now found a piece of meat outside one of the stores, and our suffix is now from which store did it come out, then the locher is holachacha roid. You go bust the roid, because called the parish, meruva parish. When it came out by itself, most probably it came out from one of the rove stores. And since the rove, the majority here, is kosher, it's a kosher piece of meat. So that's the same halacha by matzah and chametz here also. What about another case? Shnei tziburin, you have two bundles here. Echet shel matzah v'echet shel chametz. One bundle is matzah, one is chametz. Ulefneim, and in front of this bundle, shnei batim, there are two houses. Echot bodek v'echet shein bodek. One house, the Bailam already made a bedika, and one house didn't make a bedika yet. V'yosu shnei akvarim, and two mouses came. Echot shokol matzah. One mouse v'shteitzav took from the bundle of matzah. V'yechot shokol chametz, and one mouse took from the other bundle of chametz. And v'lo yadinan hai lai ayil. V'hai lai ayil. We don't know which mouse went into this house, and which one went into the other house. In other words, the two mouses, one had chametz, one had matzah, and they went into two houses in front of us. We don't know which one into which. What's the locha? And the Gemara is go to kula here, hainu shtei kupas. This is the locha of shtei, two bundles, like this. The tanan. Shtei kupas, if you have two baskets, echa shel chulin v'echa shel truma. One basket is full of chulin, and one is full of truma. Or lefneiem shnei soyin. And in front of it, there are two bundles of peris. Echa shel chulin, one bundle is full of chulin, that means peris you're allowed to eat. V'echa shel truma. And another bundle in front of that is full of truma, dika peris. Now these two kupas, these two baskets, fell over. One basket fell into this bundle, and the other basket fell into the other bundle. The locher is, mutarin, you're allowed to eat. The hektika bundle, the one that's chulin, you're allowed to eat it. Shani yoimer, I have a right to say, chulin otay chulin noflu. The bundle here of chulin dika peris, mistam the basket of chulin fell in here. O truma otay truma noflu. And I have a right to go that the isser fell into the isser. So tomorrow, aim with the Armin and Shani Yom, when do we say the Svara for Truma the Rabbonin? We only say this by Truma the Rabbonin. This is the Rabbonin like a Svara. Avadin the Raisa will go to Chumran.
Now, Mr. Shaman, continue next tape.